Hey there, everyone. It's exciting to be here back at the Grand Prix. We're trackside. We're inside the Rensen in the atrium, and we're hearing the roar of the cars. This is the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Pro Practice. And if you hear some cars, that's why. And we have someone that you hear often. That is Michael Young, announcer on the IndyCar Radio Network. So you're going to recognize this voice. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, race fans. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Looking forward to a fantastic week here in Detroit. It's such an interesting month of May. Obviously, we're at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for three straight weeks. And then to get finished with one of the most exciting, well, I won't even say one of, it was the far and away the best Indianapolis 500, closest finish we've ever had. So coming off of that high, you don't have a lot of days to recuperate.
Right.
So we were up yesterday and drove up and spending the weekend here, but this is always a fantastic weekend for the NTT IndyCar Series.
The good news is the drive from Indy to Detroit is an easy one. I've done it many, many times for many, many reasons.
Until you get somewhere in Indiana, we decided we're going to just have in Ohio, let's have construction every 30 miles.
Every
let's just
seconds.
Shut one lane down and then just take your time. But yeah, it's an easy drive and a lot of fun to come. I'm actually a Northwest Ohio guy growing up, and I worked at a radio station in Toledo called WIOT. So we used to come to Detroit all the time. So
welcome home.
Yes, thank you. Love Detroit. Love me some Detroit.
Just quickly, let's talk about that finish at the Indy 500. 0.0233 of a second was the difference between Felix Rosenquist, the winter, and then the Penske driver, David Malukas.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like a photo finish as if it's like horse racing.
Right. Well, so it was an interesting thing. So we had, with nine laps to go, Kyle Collette hit the wall, and it was a pretty severe crash. So we red flagged the race and then got rolling. And on the restart, Mick Schumacher hit the wall coming out of one. So they threw a caution immediately, made sure there was no debris, and we had the one-lap shootout. Well, Marcus Armstrong, the Kiwi, was leading the race, and as soon as they threw the green flag, David Malukas swung around. Well, Marcus Armstrong's teammate, Felix Rosenquist, got along the outside. So Nick Yeoman called him in turn one. I'm in turn two. And as I'm watching Malukas go by, I'm thinking to myself, there's no way that Armstrong and Rosenquist are going to make it side by side through the short chute through turn two. And they made it. And I'm continuing to watch. I'm like, I can't believe they're doing this. They got to turn three. And Armstrong, at the entrance of four, started to drop off. And that's what gave Felix Rosenquist the run. And, you know, 0.0233. Whatever.
.0233.
It's, what is it? 233 ten-thousandths of a second.
Yeah.
It was. And then third place was Scott McLaughlin and Pato O'Ward and Marcus Armstrong. And they were all within 4 inches of each other for third, fourth, and fifth. So it's just a fantastic race.
That is a great finish.
Yep.
Tough for Malukas, though, because he's looking for this first win. That would have been unbelievable if that was his first win.
Chicago kid, first year with Penske. He filled in for Will Power, so Will Power moved over to Andretti Global. That gave David Malukas an opportunity. And everybody says it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when he'll get that first win. And what a platform that would have been if he could have won the Indianapolis 500. And you could tell after the race, he was literally in tears as he got out of the car. You could just tell how emotional that is for any driver, that it doesn't matter if you finish second, third, fourth. The only position that matters at Indianapolis is the winner.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, let's bring it here to Detroit. You all have made the trip from Indy to here. And what do you see happening here? So who's the favorite?
Storyline going into this race, Kyle Kirkwood had a pretty good month of May. He's the defending race winner. Dixon won the year prior. But it's been really Alex Palou this entire season. And Alex had the pole for the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500. He always does well in Detroit.
He's won here.
Yeah, he's won 2 years ago. He won here. He's been the storyline. How do you beat Alex Palou? And Kyle Kirkwood has been the one driver who has answered the call more often than not. So for Kyle Kirkwood to come into the street race this weekend in Detroit, he did okay. When we ran a month and a half ago when we were in Long Beach, another street race, that it'll be interesting to see how Kyle rebounds from the 500. Had a good finish, but not, I think, what they expected it to be. So Kyle Kirkwood, I think Felix Rosenquist, who was dominant in Long Beach as well, coming off a 500 win. I think he could be good as well, but it's certainly been the Alex Palou show for Chip Ganassi Racing this entire season and last season and the year prior to that. Alex is just an amazing driver.
Back in my sports reporting days, the talk always was the track and how bumpy it is. And, you know, I've talked to the Penske people. They've made improvements, whatever. But this is the road that we all drive to go to Campus Martius and go out to dinner. How is the track today?
We haven't been on track yet, and I haven't talked to any of the drivers for the track walk. But I know that Penske Entertainment made a lot of improvements to the street surfaces and took a look at those problematic bumps that we have. But to your point, it's wintertime in Detroit. There's not a lot you can do. You know, the water gets down on the pavement and it freezes, and it's just hard to keep roads pristine in the harsh winters that we have, especially this past winter. So looking forward to seeing the first on-track activity. We have Indy Next coming up at 2. Then IndyCars go out a little bit later on this afternoon and just get the drivers' idea of what it is. So listening to the IMSA cars go around, and I haven't heard anything from any of the drivers or teams that there are any issues with the track. So just looking forward to getting out there.
All right. And so we'll know more once they get out there for their practice. Yep. What time is the IndyCar practice?
IndyCar 3 o'clock? Starts at 3:05. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What about the standings this year? We've got Alex Palou at the top, and Malukas jumped, obviously, because of his second place finish in IndyCar. And where are my guys that I used to cover? Joseph Newgarden, is he hurt now?
No, I think he's fine. He had an incident at the Indianapolis 500, and it's just had bad finishes. Long Beach, he was running on an alternate strategy, was never able to get up front. So Joseph's just having a year that's, I don't want to say tough, but it hasn't gone his way. Had that incident at the Indy 500 and finished his way down in the running order. But Malukas, with that second place finish, had a great jump in the standings. Kyle Kirkwood, who's been running second all year long, is right there in the third position. So everybody, I think, from what I'm looking at, just as far as the standings go, there's no real surprises, I don't think, other than the fact that Christian Lundgaard, with the win at the Grand Prix at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which we did 2 weeks before the 500th, in fourth position, his teammate Pato O'Ward. So those McLarens are lurking there in fourth and fifth. But guys like Scott Dixon had ups and downs this year.
Yeah.
Will Power went over to Andretti Global and certainly had his fair share of problems, not only with pit stops, but they've had brake issues all year long. And Will has just had a rough go at the 500, had a transmission issue. So it's just been, for the veterans, a little bit more difficult. And you've got all these young guns, and they're having great weekends.
Yeah.
So it's going
to
be a fun weekend.
I'm used to the veterans, but I'm happy to see the young guns coming up. It's the future of the sport.
Indeed.
So thank you so much, Michael Young. You are the announcer for IndyCar Radio Network, and we'll be listening.
You can't wait. And looking forward to everybody coming out. This is just a wonderful event.
Beautiful weather.
Yes.
There's really no excuse not to come down and see and hear everything there is for the Detroit Grand Prix. It's the Focus Show.